Phil Vickery is with us on the show. So, Phil, let's look at the Six Nations then. And Jack Noel, how do you think he's done in his two games so far?
Well, I think first game up, I think we were all a bit... He looked a little shell-shocked, didn't he, over in Paris?
But he had that funny start, didn't he?
He did, and he got off to a bit of a bad one. But what I loved is you saw his character in that game. He got himself back in the game and fought really hard. And I was up in Scotland. I watched him up at Mova. I don't know whether it's a good or a bad thing, but I kind of said to someone, he reminds me a little bit of a young Austin Healey.
Okay.
He's got something about him which is slightly different. It's movement. You just don't quite know, and I mean that in a very, very positive way. I think he's going to be brilliant. I think he adds something extra. You can tell he's got the heart the size of a lion. You can tell no one's going to mess with him.
He's Cornish, Phil. Of course he has.
Well, I know. That's what makes it great, isn't it? It makes your hair stand up on the back of your neck. And I think what we'll see from him is, for one, you have to give Stuart Lancaster credit for giving him the opportunity. And you have to give, Rob Baxter down at Exeter and what he's done, credit for bringing him into the squad. And I just think it's great for Cornish rugby. You know, we are the conveyor belt for what has been very, very successful England teams in the past.
Yeah, it was interesting. You mentioned Stuart Lancaster. I was going to ask you about that because that was a big call on his part, wasn't it, to chuck him in away to France in the opening Six Nations?
Yeah, no, it is. But I think, as I always say, a lot of people talk to me all the time about selections and players and do's and don'ts. And I think the one thing Stuart has always done, and really since he started this RBS Six Nations campaigns, so you go back to 2012 when he took tenor, he kind of brought the squad down to earth, didn't he? Went back to grassroots. And my reason here today, research, commissioned by RBS, mums and dad up and down the country, showed what a difference sporting memories can make and to kids. And I think for someone like Jack, coming from Cornwall, me growing up at home and being inspired by Richard Keast, guys like that, Tony Cook in that forward pack grinding away, John May, it was just inspirational. And I think he can inspire. And I think what Stuart did with him is he's identified him, played him in that first game. Was it tough? Well, do you know what? If you've selected him in your squad, you've got to pick him. How do you learn? The only way you learn is when you're in that environment and that minute at that moment. And you will make mistakes, undoubtedly. But when you see the confidence which he's gained from that, and look at his performance against Scotland and what he did, I think he's just going to get better and better and better. And do you know what? Well done to Stuart Lancaster and his coaches.
Yeah, and to have somebody as young as Jack,